My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up later this hour at 7:45-ish, we will play HF Festival 2024 Band Fact or Fiction. We'll give you a blurb about one of the bands that is on the lineup. If you guess correctly about the factoid we give you,
you're going.
You'll win tickets to HF Festival or tickets to go see Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live, where I'm sure they will play Nookie at some point during the set. I would assume that you'll hear Nookie from Limp Bizkit when they're at Jiffy Lube this Sunday. So keep listening for your chance to win. All right, we wanted to get into the jersey retirement of a legendary Washington Redskin. Like, if you were going to make a Mount Rushmore of skins, this guy's face is certainly in the running, if not one of the four carved into the granite.
Oh, yeah, he has to be.
I think it's got
to be. He has to be a top four.
It's Darryl Green. Yeah. He's having his number 28 retired during the October 20th game. That's week 7 as the Carolina Panthers come to town.
I don't want to.
Kind of makes you wonder why it hadn't happened.
Well, they kind of had an unofficial way. I don't know. I'm certainly no expert on it, but they kind of had an unofficial way. They just wouldn't issue the jersey. That was kind of like their way of dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you know, when Haskins wanted to wear Theismann 7, it wasn't retired, but they just hadn't given it to anyone.
Right. Haskins basically, did he ask for Joe's blessing? I can't remember how that went.
Like, kind of did.
Yeah.
You know, pressure was on. Joe was in an impossible position.
Sure. Yeah.
And Joe said, sure, you know, be my guest, go for it. And of course, we know how that played out. Not great. It's great. I guess you can get into a pickle when you start, you know, when you have a limited numbers, but now the numbers have been expanded a little bit. Might be a little bit easier.
I think it's long past due. I mean, Darryl Green retired in 2002.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just 20 plus years since he's retired.
I suppose you could do something different. You could just do like the Cowboys do, like a Ring of Honor.
Right.
And that way you don't have to retire the number.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put him in a Ring of Honor, then you could still you have access to the numbers.
Yeah.
Because you do, you know, if you start, there's a lot of guys that are probably worthy of having their numbers retired. Then you
Certainly.
Really start, you know, cutting down on your options. I think that's one reason why maybe teams kind of shy away a little bit. But I'm certainly worthy of it. He 100% is on your Mount Rushmore.
And I think it's the ownership group coming in and looking at, well, why isn't Darryl Green's number? Why have we not retired his jersey? Why have we not honored Darryl Green? Why hasn't that happened yet? I think a lot of it stems back, obviously, to the Snyder regime. Like, a lot of guys just did not want to come back and be associated with Dan Snyder. Things ended acrimoniously under Dan Snyder. That was the case with B. Mitch. Like, B. Mitch did not have a good relationship with the team after, you know, he obviously left and went and played for the Eagles and the Giants for one season.
It was very awkward for years.
I mean, I don't know the specifics of the Darryl Green situation, like what his relationship was like with the front office.
Well, I think that's
the
big problem is that there wasn't a great relationship.
Right.
With all these
And now
guys.
You're seeing steps by Harris and his group to make amends, like bring those guys back into the fold. They know that there's value to that, and that it's great nostalgia for the older fan base.
Also,
and
it's the right deserved. Thing to do. It's just the right
it's
thing
what
to do.
You should be doing yeah. for the legendary players that have worn your uniform in right. the past.
Right. So and they're do picking you have a week. The list of, I know Grant Danny did this bit yesterday, I saw on Twitter, the list of numbers that have been retired?
By the organization?
Yeah.
I'd have to look that, that up.
Because it would be interesting to kind of postulate who might be next.
Well, Monk's definitely retired. Butts got to be retired, right? With Sonny.
I don't know that Butts' number is retired.
Oh,
is
I thought it was.
If you know, then I take your word for it, but I didn't know that.
I don't know for a fact. I'm guess Sean Taylor's definitely is, right?
I don't know.
Here you go. Sonny, Sean Taylor, Daryl Green, Charlie Taylor, Larry Brown, Riggo. We forgot about Riggo. Dave Butts and Art Monk.
No, I didn't forget because I just didn't want to guess. So who is
am I missing anybody?
Those are the ones that are officially retired. So that's a glaring.
It seems way more. I think those are the unofficial.
Those are unofficial?
This is the Commander's website.
Yeah.
It's talking about the Daryl Green article. Daryl Green. He joined Sonny, number 9, Bobby Mitchell, 49, Sammy Baugh, 33, and Sean Taylor is the only Washington players to receive the honor.
Art Monk's not retired?
No.
No, those are the numbers that they unofficially.
Okay, so they just unofficially.
So they just hold don't them aside. Issue. Like, right. You can't have. You
all right,
can't,
but eventually. But eventually
Butts,
they will.
Monk, Riggo. Did you say Riggo? Riggo's not, right?
No.
No.
Yeah, Riggo's got to be. He's got to be next.
Yeah. I would have thought Riggo was officially retired.
44
got to be. If you're going to retire.
But see, also, John is also an enigma, too. He's an very interesting guy. Yeah. I like him, but he's a very guarded guy. He's a, you know.
I think he was also outspoken, too, about the Commander's name. Like, he kind of distanced himself. Like, he's like, I was a Redskin. This Commander's thing. And I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
Like, he basically didn't recognize this iteration of the franchise.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're Harris, you call him in, you have dinner with him, say, look, you did
we
amazing things
you.
Here. Yeah, we just want to honor you.
I'm just
you.
Telling you, John's a different guy. He doesn't care if you want to do the right thing.
Yeah, he's an individual.
He's going to do it his way, whatever he wants to do. You know, so that, but I do think he would be number one.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would accept it. John's that kind of guy that he doesn't care what you want. Do you have an appearance fee? Then he might show up.
Hey, who doesn't like appearance fees?
I understand.
Yeah, but I would agree. I think he's got to be the next guy.
And I
would think Art Monk is going to be.
I would think Monk
retired too.
I would think Monk.
I assume if they're just holding them aside, eventually that means they're retiring their jerseys.
Well, they've been holding him aside for 30-some years.
Well, I know. They took Daryl Green 22
another
years.
Another one that you might have to consider, Joe Jacoby, at some point. Now, he's after those other guys.
Yeah.
But that's another one that you might, like,
we've
down the road.
So many, yeah. I mean, he's worthy. Certainly, I think Joe Jacoby is eventually going to get in the Hall of Fame. Somehow, by hook or by crook, some veterans committee, something. They're going to make that right.
Right.
Should retired numbers be for the elite of the elite? Joe Jacoby, I mean, he's not even in the Hall of Fame.
But he's going to get in the Hall of Fame.
No, Ring of Honor, all that, that's great. But you can't be retiring numbers of really good players.
I said it was lower on the priority
list. Yeah, but I think Jacoby's going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
Or Riggins.
I really think he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
I always lean on numbers. I don't even like retired numbers, honestly. But you have to be an all-timer. An all-timer to have your number retired.
Well, it's a short list.
Some of these teams, you just give out, you have 100 retired
numbers. I mean,
Jacoby
was like the anchor of the best offensive line, like of the 80s.
And he also was kind of like the prototype of the new huge offensive line.
Right.
You know? I agree with Drab to an extent that you got to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But I think Jacoby's going to get in the Hall of Fame. Like, I wouldn't give it to Gary Clark, and I love me some Gary Clark. I wouldn't retire
his
number,
Ricky Sanders,
though.
But you love some Ricky Sanders.
I liked Gary Clark more than Ricky.
Sure.
I was more of a Gary Clark guy.
There should also be a timeline. 50 years, put the number back in circulation. Sammy Baugh.
Okay.
Like, well, that's like digging up a guy's grave.
Somebody getting offended.
Nobody remembers right. like Sammy Ball's number.
I think they should do.
Like, you have to be a real old head to remember Sammy Ball's number at this point.
Honestly,
you got to be 100.
They should do a Ring of Honor. I think it's so cool. I know they do that like they did that at RFK, right?
It's like a Washington, D.C. sports like Ring of Honor type deal.
Do they have
that
at Nats Park? No, they don't have any.
I don't think so.
Do they have it at FedEx Field? Do they have a Ring of Honor?
FedEx Field, now known as Commander's Field,
whatever it's
I believe
called,
has some. I think it might have transferred over there.
Right.
From RFK to FedEx.
And I think they have like broadcasters. That kind of my little fantasy is the Junks are up there eventually.
I did see, didn't Dave Johnson just go into the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame?
Yeah. I mean, we're Hall of Famers.
At some point, we might be D.C. Sports Hoffers.
I mean, Travis.
Possible.
Hall of Famers.
It's getting ridiculous at this point. You guys are the Joe Jacobys of the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame.
What do you mean?
Disrespected.
He just gets disrespected.
Do you agree with us?
Yes. No offense to the other guys on this list, but
yeah,
your impact in this community.
Who are some of the other guys on the list? Now, I'm not going to goop. Well, I might goop on some of them, let's be honest.
I don't really.
No, you know what? You know what? I'm going to take the high road.
I'm not going to goof on anybody else.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I'm not goofing on anybody else.
You're just saying we deserve to be there as well.
I like how we made this about ourselves.
Can I say this humbly?
Sure.
We should be in the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame. Well, life is winding down here.
It's winding down.
Before we die. Can we
get
the honor?
I don't want to look at it that way.
We should ask the listeners. Should the Junks be in the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame?
Well, I mean, I would hope.
This is a self-serving audience, self-serving poll.
I would hope that our audience would say yes.
Throw some support our way. Make us feel better.
We're Hall of Famers.
Hoffers. You're Dennis Hoff. Way different type of Hoffer.
He's in a different Hall
of
Fame.
Yeah, yeah. He
died in the saddle.
He's no longer with us.
Yeah, according to Ron Jeremy, he died in the saddle.
Well, I wouldn't run around quoting Ron Jeremy's source.
I mean,
these days.
He had an opinion. That was his opinion.
Oh, he had lots of opinions, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, Harden and Weaver, I think they're in like the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I think our run is almost
It's approaching a 30-year run.
What do you get for the D.C.? You don't get like a gold blazer like the Pro Football Hall of Famers do.
I don't think you get anything.
What are we, near 28?
Yeah, I think it's year 28.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
You're old. Hey,
28 years.
You're an old codger.
I agree. I feel it every morning.
I am too. I don't know why.
But 28 years in one market?
Yeah.
No, it's...
Same four dudes?
Yeah.
Unheard of.
Yeah, it's a little bit disrespectful.
Hey, I just want to get paid like a Hall of Famer. Yeah, you can keep me out of the Hall of Fame. Just pay me like a Hall of Famer.
Just get a Hall of Famer paycheck.
Yeah, that's what I want. I'd rather have that than be inducted.
You. That's what matters more.
Because the thing is, you got to be in the sort of like the cool kids club.
Yeah.
And we're not really in the cool kids club, so no one's going to ever... nominate us or anything.
Mm-mm.
We can't even get a freaking Emmy for the best show.
I know. That's fine.
Hey, there could be allies that are on that board that nominate every year. I don't know.
We don't really
know
who
they are.
The truth is, we don't really have that many allies.
Probably true.
Other than like the people here, the inner circle, CK.
Yeah.
CK, I'd say, was a huge ally advocate. But other than Chris.
Hey, you're a Hoffer. I'm looking at a Hoffer right here.
I'm treating myself like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, we should. We're going to go get fitted for jackets today.
I don't think they give you jackets.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just doing a bit with jackets.
Yeah, you get zippy.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You guys would just complain so much, though, about the induction ceremony and having to go down to Nats Park.
No. I wouldn't complain at all. Here's why. We would just show up with our matching jackets. And then we'd have JP just go up and accept the speech
and talk
for 10 or 15 minutes.
I don't know, he would talk too much.
He would.
You don't want
to. They'd say, hey, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he'd go for 25.
Right. All right, just tell JP, keep it short, 5 minutes.
Then he'd start talking about his book.
All right, I'm going to bang on a couple of these real quick, Drive. You're not answering them. I'm just going to answer them.
Unscreened calls, radio gold, perhaps.
He doesn't like when I do that. But
doesn't like it one bit. But you're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067.
I'm always confused. There is some sort of radio museum in Bowie, of all places.
Yes, it's weird.
It's an old house that's a radio museum. I have no idea what it is. Let's go to Charles in Rehoboth Beach. Hey, Charles, what's up, buddy?
Hey, so yes, you guys are definitely going into the D.C. Radio Hall of Fame.
It's the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Because I'm telling you, I grew up in Lanham listening to Hardin Weaver.
Right.
And for the past, since you guys have made it to the airwaves, whenever that was, 20-some years ago, I've been listening
almost
to you.
30.
Following you, and you're the best.
Can you nominate us?
Absolutely.
Right. Charles, you grew up in Lanham. Where did you go to elementary and middle school?
I went to Lanham Elementary.
Went to Goddard Junior High. Robert Goddard, that's where I went.
High school?
Okay.
High school?
And high school, Duval.
Duval. All right.
73, yep.
Wow. Class of 73.
I don't even know if Duval's still there.
You better get a nomination in quick because your time's really limited.
Oh, my time is running short, man.
So you're almost 70.
Yeah. I turned 70 in December. Yep, this coming December.
Do you retire to the beach?
We retired to the beach, but then about 4 years ago, we built a house down in the Keys also.
Nice job.
This guy's killing it.
Nice. All right. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. You guys keep doing it.
All right. Thank you, pal.
What's it like to be rich and have not one, but two beach houses?
Rehoboth Beach House
and a Key West Beach House. Yep. Mm.
My beach house
is at Cornell.
Yeah, it is.
It's gone.
Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
The Hall of Fame Junks.
What's up, guys? Hall of Famers, boys. But, hey, I love you guys, man. I love the show. Every morning you guys make my day a lot easier, a lot smoother. I love listening to y'all. Y'all are funny as hell. And, you guys deserve to be in the Washington Hall of Fame. Come on, man. Like, who else? I mean, what else? You guys are the staple.
Thank you.
Do you have any power to nominate us?
Yeah, can you nominate us?
No one will nominate us. I have no power at all, but I just saying, for the common man, the everyday guy, the working hard man.
That's
true. Yeah, dude, like, you guys are amazing. Like, I mean, you make my morning smooth. You guys make getting in the car fun.
Especially
in this area where it's a nightmare driving around. Yeah. Like, you guys make it bearable, and I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe from Manassas.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, just kind of my man, Joe.
What is the cliche, cakes from your lips to God's ears?
I believe that's correct.
Let's go to Charles. Charles, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junks. Good morning.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I've been with you guys forever since you guys were free. I actually did one of your contests, a hot food competition, one time.
Nice.
When was that? Third.
That wasn't necessarily Hall of Fame material, but
you got bronze. You're bragging about it 15 years later.
Hey, it's the highlight of my life.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
I got to meet you all, and you guys have been around forever. I've been following you everywhere you go. So WTGC and everything. So there you go.
All right. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it, buddy. Right.
Good luck on getting into it.
Thank you, Charles. Man. Appreciate that.
If it happens, it'll be when we're dead. Yeah. You know what I mean, Cakes?
Yeah, I hear you. I get it.
Sounds like you guys are compilers.
We're a bunch of Philip Rivers in here.
I mean, there is an element of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go to the Hall of Fame only if you're just a fleeting shooting star.
You can't be a flash in the pan, Draft.
I think that's part of the deal of being a Hall of Fame.
Staying power.
Right?
Longevity. I mean,
there's no Thurman Munson's in there.
James Brown.
He deserves it.
Yeah. Like, that's a Hall of Famer.
He deserves it.
Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's in already.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
Is Feinstein in?
Well deserved.
No. Christine Brennan is, I believe.
Feinstein.
That probably rankles John Feinstein.
Yeah. I got to
get to that. Oh,
definitely. We can ask him on Friday.
Do you know why he hates her?
I have no idea.
He goes public. He's been talking about it for 20 years. So weird when you publicly trash a coworker.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah, it's not great.
Mm.
And it's like not tongue-in-cheek.
No, it's not.
Like we trash
it's,
each other.
It's not in jest.
But it's actually in jest.
Right.
Yeah, he's not hiding it.
No. Yeah. No, it's legit.
Yeah. I don't know. Right. We'll figure it out. Anyway, just, you know, just look out for the boys.
Yep.
That's all. That's all we're saying.
Just stump for us. Nominate us. Get us there at some point. Before, like you said, before we're dead.
Before the dirt nap.
All right, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win HF Festival and Limp Bizkit tickets. That's coming up at 7:45, so keep listening for your chance to win those tickets, because it's coming up soon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.